Hello, I am Q, and thanks for visiting our Progressive Homeschool podcast. Today, I am going to talk about several things. I'm going to talk about a Latin word that I have been learning, my thoughts about on the software program I have been using to learn Latin. I will talk about one of my favorite websites and what I do there. I will share with you a project I worked on with my dad this week, and I will share a recording of a new piano piece I am working on now.
Бумажному листу, и хотелось рассказать и заполнить пустоту, разворачиваясь плавно, выпуская на свет сотни крошечных существ из обрывков газет.
Our Latin word for today is canis, C-A-N-I-S. We have posted a link for our Latin dictionary that is online in this blog post. If you type in canis, you'll see that it means dog.
Наполняются печалью бумажные глаза, по бумажному лицу бежит свинцовая слеза.
I am using the Rosetta Stone Latin 1 software to learn Latin. It uses pictures, written words, and voice to help me see what a word means and how to use it in different sentences. I can also set it up so I could speak into a microphone and it scores how well I say a word, or how far off I am from the correct pronunciation. I like this program because it helps me learn Latin easily, as it is legible, and I get to talk into a microphone. One of my favorite websites is Neopets.com. I like it because they have very strong pets on it. The pets aren't real, they are characters that are described on the site. You have your own pets, I have four of them. One of them is extremely, extremely strong. It got strong because the species that was born strong. The pet can get stronger by random events and by feeding them. My four pets are Grundo, a kind of alien, I think, a cougar, a kind of cat thing, Buzz, a bug, and Bori. They are like armadillos, only they don't have big shells. You can't touch these pets, but you could take care of them. I also have a very expensive pet, which is called a gnome, which is a kind of desert pet that looks sort of like a sphinx. This pet is for Bori, my favorite pet. It's expensive because I spent a lot of points I earned playing games. Games like Doubloon Disaster and the Buzzer Game. You can talk to your pet, but it responds with random replies. Other people can find my pets by searching Neopets. I like this site because I think it's fun to have these pets and take care of them. With my points, I buy pets and food for them. This weekend, my dad and I set up the computers in the basement. We had to drill holes in the floor. I helped my dad with that by guiding where the holes went. Then I helped pull the cables down to the basement. I think this is good that we did this because it gives us more room for our legs under the computer table. Pictures of this project are on the blog. We have put these and other links on today's blog entry. My piano teacher gave me a brand new piece to learn. Here is a recording of number 4 in Everybody's Perfect Masterpieces. I am just learning it, so it won't be perfect yet. thanks for visiting today, and come back for my next podcast with more on our homeschooling.